KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:04, we have cleared to partly cloudy skies and 73 degrees in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-operated bank located at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. A Cass County nonprofit organization has been selected to receive a grant from the Iowa Child Abuse Prevention Program, or ICAP, and administered by Prevent Child Abuse Iowa. Following a competitive application process, the Lullaby Foundation's Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council will use the nearly $10,750 grant to provide home visits and community awareness in Cass County through its Parents as Teachers program. The Cass County Parents as Teachers program provides home visits to families in the county. The program offers child development information, parent education, group connections, and car seat installations. Parents as Teachers serve families who have children prenatal to age 5 years. The Universal Access Program has been available in the community for almost 12 years and served families countywide. The Cass County Parents as Teachers program currently serves 10 families with ICAP funds. Amber Russell, ICAP Director of Prevent Child Abuse Iowa, said in a news release this morning, as a recipient of ICAP funds, the Cass County Child Abuse Council is among leading organizations in the state that are taking on the national issue of child abuse, and they're proud to partner with Cass County. Russell said child abuse is preventable, but it'll take individuals and organizations coming together to tackle the issue from a statewide, community, and individual level. Kristen Templeman, the group facilitator, said the ICAP funds will ensure the Cass County Child Abuse Council can expand community awareness. KJAN News Time is 9:05.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors have sent a letter to the County Board of Health in support of the Behavioral Health Unit, or BHU, at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. The BHU employs 21 people. The facility, which serves the mental health needs of patients in Cass and other counties, is in danger of closing because, according to officials, since CCMH became a critical access care facility, inpatient behavioral services have become a financial burden. Unlike other services, the hospital provides, a cost to care for mental health clients, especially those who come from outside of Cass County, are not reimbursed on a cost basis. And last year, the unit lost $500,000 in unreimbursed costs. During Wednesday's meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors, Supervisor Chuck Reakin read a portion of the letter that's been mailed to the Board of Health.
It is the Cass County Board of Supervisors' position and belief that the behavioral unit is an indispensable part of this community, but by providing necessary mental health service to those residents in Cass County, as well as others who reside or who are placed here in various residential care facilities.
Reakin and the other supervisors have said many people are very much in favor of the facility staying in Cass County. He said the current behavioral health unit is highly efficient. The average stay for a mental health client at the facility is approximately 7 days, or about 4 days less than at other similar facilities. Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer said he's been asked why the BHU should be kept in Cass County. He says because in the long run it will save the county money. If it were to close, the county would have to send its clients to one of a handful of other such facilities in the state. The Board of Health is scheduled to make a decision on the matter at a future meeting. Elsewhere in state news, U.S. Representative Tom Latham says he'll push for more funding for Federal Aviation Administration examiners so new aviation technology products can be approved to market faster. Latham, an Iowa Republican who chairs an appropriation subcommittee overseeing the agency, will play a role in talks over a permanent funding bill for the FAA, which had a partial shutdown earlier this month after Congress let its funding expire. Latham said it's outrageous the FAA's operations came to a halt and that should never happen again. He says that having adequate funding for the agency's product certification staff, which has to review new technologies will be one of his top priorities in the upcoming reauthorization bill. Latham made his remarks Wednesday during a rally with Rockwell Collins employees in Cedar Rapids. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says that Iowa will receive more than $6 million in highway grants for a number of projects. LaHood announced the grants on Wednesday. The funds will be used to help create jobs by repairing highways and replacing bridges. The six projects include $3.7 million for work on Interstate 35 in the Des Moines area and $300,000 to replace a bridge in Buchanan County in northeast Iowa. The Federal Highway Administration invited states to apply in June for federal funding from 14 grant programs. Iowa transportation officials have closed a bridge over the Mississippi River between Lansing and DeSoto, Wisconsin, because of a crack in a floor beam under the bridge deck. The Iowa DOT says the bridge on the Iowa Highway 9 was closed immediately Wednesday after the crack was discovered during a regular inspection. The department says it doesn't know how long that bridge will be closed. Traffic, meanwhile, is being rerouted. The nearest bridges over the Mississippi River are about 30 miles north and south of Lansing at La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. Witnesses in the corruption trial of the former director of the Iowa Film Office say they warned him that filmmakers were abusing the state's tax incentive program. Tom Wheeler is charged with several counts of fraud, misconduct, and conspiracy. Steve Faust, who worked on several Iowa movies, testified Wednesday that he warned Wheeler a director was driving a Land Rover on a set that didn't appear to be used in the film and heard it was being shipped to California. Doug Miller, a film and production professional, says he warned Wheeler of concerns with offering investors in a film a 25% tax credit. He said it knew it could be a problem in an industry with its share of swindlers. Legislative leaders of both parties say they're likely ready to take on education reform and will tackle tough issues like leaking teacher pay to classroom performance. Aides to Governor Terry Branstad say the governor will make education the centerpiece of next year's legislative session and will release draft proposals by the end of next month. The governor has already given his support to a system that links teacher pay to their performance in the classroom, though he hasn't offered details. Leaders of the House, controlled by Republicans, and the Senate, where Democrats hold the majority, said they're open to considering such a system. Legislative leaders told the Associated Press in interviews Wednesday that earlier proposals for overhauling the state's preschool system will not be a part of the education debate. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the stocks are plummeting on the opening of trading today on Wall Street amid more signs of economic weakness around the world. More Americans joined the unemployment line last week than a year earlier, and consumers were under even more pressure from rising prices last month than economists had thought. Analysts say the weak job market and higher inflation will hinder the Federal Reserve's ability to help the economy. Right now, the Dow is down a little more than 500 points. The S&P 500 is down nearly 57. The Nasdaq is down more than 130 points. President Barack Obama says the time has come for Syrian President Bashar Assad to resign for the sake of his brutally repressed people. In a stinging written statement, Obama said Assad has overseen a vicious onslaught of his people as they protest for freedoms. He said that the Syrian people should decide their country's future, and Assad is standing in their way and he must go. A source is confirming to the Associated Press that a Maryland businessman detained in Aruba had $1.5 million insurance policy on his missing traveling companion. They sought to collect on it shortly after she disappeared. A source said Gary Giordano purchased the accidental policy shortly after traveling to the Dutch Caribbean island with Robin Gardner. The policy only covered the trip to Aruba. And the longtime girlfriend of reputed Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger has pleaded not guilty to helping him elude authorities during his 16 years as a fugitive. Catherine Gregg entered her not guilty plea today in a brief appearance in federal court in Boston. She was indicted last week on a charge of conspiracy to harbor and conceal a fugitive, a crime that carries a maximum sentence of 5 years. News time is 9:13.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First with the bank.
In our funeral announcements, 85-year-old Evelyn Sparger of Anita died Monday. Funeral services for Evelyn Sparger will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. 51-year-old Alan Brown of Cumberland died Monday. Services for Alan Brown will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Center. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. 84-year-old Keith Blankenship of Harlan died Monday. Funeral services for Keith Blankenship will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 78-year-old Gus Eckerman of Harlan died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for August Gus Eckerman will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 67-year-old Gail Monk of Oakland and formerly of Shenandoah died Tuesday. A celebration of life memorial service for Gail Monk will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hackett Livingston Funeral Home in Shenandoah. 84-year-old Claire Schuler Jr. of Rural Atlantic died Tuesday. Funeral services for Claire Schuler Jr. will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And 86-year-old Loretta Grody of Harlan died Wednesday. Funeral services for Loretta Grody are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic.